Show.
That's my open?
That's what they used to call me, Swivel Hit Bradford.
That's my open. I'm waiting for you to justify your stupid opinion.
Bradfo Show. That's delicious. New season of the Bradfo Show, sponsored by our good friends at Lord Hobo Brewing Company. Boom Sauce. It's going to be a great year. On hiatus a little bit, but as you know, we're going to head on into the new season. The new Red Sox season with great fervor, great enthusiasm, and a lot of great storylines. And there's no hotter storyline right now than the biggest free agent on the market. When we talk free agency,
I get it. I'm big, Rob. I get it.
No.
I get it.
When we talk free agency, we talk only the biggest, only the most, I'll say it, Evan, only the most important free agents. Evan Drellick is now a free agent. Evan, we've tried to do one podcast, and that was when you were hired by NBC Sports Boston, then called Comcast Sportsnet New England or whatever. It never saw the light of day because you kept interrupting me. Now, how many years?
You only had one microphone.
How many years later is this? 2 years?
That's correct.
2 years. We know this because you have done a timetable.
Because I can count how long I worked at a place, yes.
Yes, yeah, right. And you've been thinking a lot about that lately, how long this tenure at this place was and when that podcast was that never ran. So there's a lot to pick through here. Evan Drellick is the hottest free agent on the market right now after he's moving on from NBC Sports Boston. Evan, before we go on, you have anything to say?
About what?
I don't know anything. Just being here, being in my presence.
I just did 4 hours of radio, so why don't you give me a prompt like a good podcast host and ask me a question?
You keep asking
Isn't that how this works? You keep asking
to be on this podcast, and I keep saying no, no, no. But now I am not only saying yes, Evan, I am formally inviting you. Not inviting you. I am hiring you as one of the key contributors to the Bradfo Show
To be paid
podcast.
In exposure bucks.
Exactly. I'm not necessarily paying you in money, but I figure this is a nice place to build your brand. You can put it on your LinkedIn page, right? Correct?
Yeah, so I got hired at NBC. They sent me a LinkedIn message.
That's crazy to me.
I think about sometimes what if I had never seen that message? Because you could easily miss a LinkedIn
message. I've never looked at LinkedIn.
Well, maybe you should. Maybe you'd have a career.
Well, I guess.
I guess I can't make those jokes.
Yeah,
right,
exactly.
Now. So I'm not in a position
I'm trying to be nice to you.
That's
what's
true.
Going on.
You're right. You're right. You've held down a job for a very long time.
I have. I'm available
You've
for
adapted me- well.
I'm available for mediocrity. Okay, we're going to get into adaptation and all of that.
Don't edit that out.
No, I can edit out anything I want. Adaptation and the way that the business is going, what has happened here, you're looking back fondly on your time at NBC Sports Boston, your career, the conversations that we have had. There's a lot to pick through. So to set the scene, Evan, as we point out, you are now a free agent. You tell me how this shook out.
In terms of what?
Tell me how this shook out over the last few months. The season ends. Okay, let's go. We can even go to the season. The season's trucking along, Evan. Do you sense that?
In terms of the relevant things related to my future is I had a meeting in December where it was indicated to me they would want me back, and I had no reason to think they wouldn't. That's how I was proceeding. I came back from a vacation, and that had changed.
That's it.
There wasn't some great precipitating event that I'm aware of. Now, like I told you when we did that podcast that never saw the light of day, when you're asking me all these questions about
what are you going to
the
do,
direction
what
of
are
NBC
you going
Sports
to do?
What am I going to do? I'm going to look for a job.
No, I'm talking about that was what the theme of the podcast was back then, the one that
never
saw the
light of day.
You're
asking me all these. Look, I don't know what happened. I don't know who made this decision, whether it was corporate pushing for it and the people at the station wanted me to stay or if everybody want, I don't know, and I don't think I'm going to know. And my approach, even when they first told me, was not too much about fact discovery because it doesn't really matter. The result is the result. To quote terrible baseball players, it is what it is, right? I don't know what it was that they said, okay, this isn't working or we want to do something else. I think traffic did play into it to some degree. They never could get Red Sox traction, as was explained to me. Whether that really falls on my shoulders squarely, I guess it does.
So this is the second time that I've done a podcast with someone who's been let go by this organization. I did a podcast with Sean McAdam after you stole his job away from him.
Yep, I tried to get him fired, and it worked.
When Sean left, and we did a really good podcast, and I suspect this
Sean, who I love and is a great guy.
Yeah, of course. But it was really interesting him talking about it and reflecting on you know, how what they were telling him and where the industry was going and why they moved on from him. And you go back to that time, and I think that the comment that he made that jumped out at me, they said they sort of want to talk. They want it to be more like a talk show. Remember that comment he made? You listened to the podcast. They want it to be more like a talk show. Like when they hired you, there was definitely a different direction. It was then Comcast. We'll just call it NBC Sports Boston. But there was definitely a different direction that they were going at that time. Was that direction, you go 2 years down the road, how much did that change from when they hired you and said, this is what we want to
do? Well, I mean, think about how much direction has changed in those 2 years you've been at EEI, right? I mean, your content plan online has changed.
Sure. Well, we've also
clicks
had,
are more important now.
Well, we also had the biggest difference, and maybe this factors into your situation. The biggest difference for us is that we had this huge, huge acquisition. I mean, we went from Entercom, little Entercom, to Entercom, the biggest, one of the biggest media companies
what did that change
in the world.
What did that change for you?
Well, because all of a sudden now you have a different corporate structure. My boss becomes different. The guy.
And what you're, and the new boss wanted something different than the old boss?
Well, I think they were trying to get their head around.
The
they were
new boss.
Yes.
Same as the old boss.
Yes, don't
Can we do music on this?
No.
Why can't. Not?
Well, I
have
guess
some fun.
I guess I will let
listen
them,
up.
Hey, listen. As part of the show now, you can have a voice. You can
For
say
the first time I can have a voice.
You can say
thank you, Rob.
I think that we should do this. I think we should do that, and I'll say no, no, no. But at least I will give you a voice to have some sort of input. So anyway, you asked me the question. What has changed? This changes over 2 years, but you deflected away from the question that I asked.
Well, my point being that over 2 years and any. Well, I guess at not any outlet, but certainly at our two respective places, or my former place and I guess my current place to some extent here, like content plans change. You react to whatever is going to get you profits, right? I mean, it's a business.
I think it's similar in the sense that
there was a. I mean, if you want a specific,
yeah.
We launched NBC Sports Boston launched an app in September somewhere in the fall. I don't remember exactly when. And the content plan at that point went from, kind of more just we're focusing on, you know, bigger stories or kind of a one good story a day, one column a day, whatever it might be.
Was that what you wanted to do or was that what they were focusing on? Because you say they were focused on that. I know that's what
but
you
that's,
wanted
that's
to
do. That's what they were doing before the app.
And they said, that's cool. That's all right. Evan, we don't mind you doing
it. Once the app arrived. They went to more. They wanted more content. They wanted more links, more headlines, and they hired some people to help with that. And
they hired a couple guys from Nesson.com.
Yeah, not only right. They're not the only two, but yes, they. I guess two of the three. I guess is the way to look at it. But
okay.
So they wanted more content. I think I could have. I could have provided that if you asked me, and I think they probably realize this, what it is I want to do and am best at doing reasonably. You don't need me to do that. You know, I've done the aggregation stuff in my life at 31 and
so old.
I'm so old.
So old and out of shape.
Hey, I think I'm doing okay over here.
So along those lines. And I remember thinking this with Sean when he was like, go, all right, you want to go in a different direction.
That was the phrase that was given to me, yeah.
I had no idea. I just completely
guessed. What are the chances that in a dismissal meeting it would be we want to go in a different direction?
I completely guessed at that. But, you know, I think it's Sean at the time. Sean had another year left in his contract.
That's
you,
right.
You have a few weeks. But it's – don't. Isn't there a sense of I wish you gave me a chance to do it at least a semblance of the way that you want to do it?
What I wish is that there had been a discussion about it. I wish there had been kind of a little bit more communication about...
In this December meeting, there was never that sort of discussion.
No. No, not around that. I mean, there was a discussion of... I don't really remember every detail of that meeting. But no, it wasn't like, hey, we need you to write more or anything like that. But I think realistically, you know, I'm probably paid more than someone who does that full time, or I was paid more than someone who does that full time. So, like I said on the air on the number one rated Mutt and Callahan program.
Good. Thank you for citing the excellent ratings.
Yeah. Excellent ratings. Now I lost my train of thought.
So, you talking about meetings, what they talk, what they articulated, what they wanted, and you.
Oh, I think it's just a reallocation of the resources. I think, you know, they're hiring another on-air guy that they seem to have identified. You know, I think they think that this is speculation on my part. It wasn't directly communicated to me this way. My guess is, and I cannot speak for NBC Sports Boston, I cannot speak for Kevin Miller, Princel Hare, all the fine people there. My guess is they think they can kind of use the resources differently and kind of achieve a better overall profitable result, right? I mean, why else do you make this decision? It's pretty simple.
One of the things that you go back a couple of years ago, it was in throughout that, I remember throughout that first year, said, what are you going to do, Evan? What are you going to do, Evan? Was prioritizing TV. I mean, they were clearly, I know
it's a TV station.
No, I understand. But
that was the thing you kept hammering home in that first podcast. Is you wanted me to know.
I was right.
You asked me about the trade deadline. All right, it's a trade deadline. Like I've been hired like that day. You
yes.
asked me like, what's going to happen with the trade deadline when you've got a story to break or they need you on TV? And I'm like, Rob, I have no
clue,
dude.
I feel like I was right. I feel like I was a soothsayer.
I'll play devil's advocate with you on this one.
Sure.
If you were right, then the reason for letting me go would have been I would have been bad
I was
on
right
TV.
For about
I wasn't bad on TV.
No. You weren't bad on TV. I was right for a year and a half. This is my point. This is what I'm getting to, is that I felt like they were prioritizing TV. They were devaluing the website. I would think that you thought that to a certain extent over the – I'm not talking about now. I'm not talking about after this app came in. I'm talking about
– No, I don't think they ever devalued it. I mean, it was –
Well, it was prior – the TV was – for that first year we were there – TV took the priority, right? Correct?
I don't think TV ever took a back.
What were you judged on? Because it's like now clearly they're being judged on page views, right? So what were you judged on? You weren't being judged on page views.
Some degree, I was.
You were?
I guess.
Was at any point do you say, like they do in other organizations, they say, hey, you know what? This is this guy's number. This is this guy's number.
Well, we get daily traffic reports. We had some.
Did they ever say to you, Evan, hey, you know what? We need your numbers to come up.
If the question is, did they say basically improve the numbers or you're gone? No. Yeah. That it was never proposed like that. And again, like the content plan kind of it changed in September. And these people were kind of brought in to supplement it. And my instruction, at least as I took it, was to kind of keep doing what I was doing. So the people, the new desk people were and are, you know, kind of
you handle,
rewriting
you
or whatever.
TV.
Or handling breaking news,
you handle,
whatever.
And I've had this
it's not all aggregation.
No,
I mean,
no.
Some of it's original pieces.
I've had this conversation with Kern is that you handle the TV, you handle like, probably the bigger stories, maybe a column or whatever. Let them handle the other stuff. And one thing that jumps out about what you said is that it was never articulated. They said, do what you can.
And maybe they don't feel they need the other stuff, basically. So it kind of comes down to the other stuff, the stuff that I provide. If it wasn't doing tremendous traffic and the aggregated stuff and the stuff the desk people churn out quickly that I could have done, but honestly wouldn't have wanted to do had it come up. Wouldn't have been my preference, put it that way. I guess if it was a choice between nothing or something, I would have done it. But I'd rather be doing original, well-reported pieces. The other element of this that I don't know, maybe you were going to get to it, but like, has something to do with where the Red Sox stand generally, right? I mean, mm-hmm. look at how many people turn out for the Pats parade compared to the Red Sox parade. The Red Sox don't seem to be. Despite, you know, nearly 3 million in attendance or whatever they're projected to be this year. I don't know, DEI, how's your Red Sox traffic? Excellent.
Great.
Excellent. Well, you're doing a better job.
I think that the conversation, what you're bringing up has to do with
Could have something to do with NBC being the rights holder for the Celtics.
Exactly.
Because I'd only be speculating on that because I don't know.
But my easy answer to that, Evan, when you bring up, it's popularity of the sport. Okay, Patriots drive the bus.
And here, we have tremendous Patriots.
There's a reason for you
Tom
guys.
Tom Curran and Phil Perry and everybody else who's involved.
They triple down on it. And that's why when the Patriots, eventually, at some point, end up not being good, there's going to be a lot of scrambling going on. Where's that sense?
Yeah, so maybe,
One second. There was a sense of there was going to be a lot of scrambling going on when we didn't think they were possibly going to get out of that first divisional round game. But so NBC Sports Boston
Scrambling for what?
Scrambling to figure out how to get ratings, how to get views, how to get all of that. Because
you're saying Patriots drive the bus.
And also because it's like your play or your ex-plays. This is what they've invested the most in Patriots. And we've invested
pretty clearly the most in the Celtics, as you'd expect.
But that's what I was going to get to. So you say Red Sox. Red Sox, there's no doubt about it, they're number two. They're above the Celtics.
They're above the Celtics?
Yeah. Evan, look at your ratings. Look at your
If we were talking
the
specific,
Bruins are the Bruins are beating the Celtics in ratings.
Do you think in my place?
Oh, no. In your place is Celtics, and just look at the Forsberg hire.
Right, there you go.
I mean, Chris Forsberg, great, but you already had a beat writer, you already had other people helping out the Celtics, and then you triple down with Chris Forsberg.
It was expressed to me, and I wouldn't be surprised if at some point it went back the other direction a little bit, where they felt they needed more Red Sox content, and they let's say they go hire somebody again to do more of it, or maybe one of the people who's on the desk right now.
How was that expressed to you? They say, "Hey, Evan, we're letting you go, but we might loop back and actually
to me. It wasn't saying loop back to me. The point, they're pretty clear that they can't predict the future. Nobody, right? Like if they're trying, they felt like whatever they were doing wasn't working the way they wanted it to work. So if now what they're doing doesn't work, what do? You try something else the next time around.
They're trying
to figure something out.
Do you feel like this is a case?
But again, I just don't want to. I don't want this whole podcast to be me speaking for NBC Sports Boston.
You're not.
I really can't.
No, you're speaking for your perception of what happened. That's it.
Right. But it's not like I got this detailed explanation.
But that's the problem, Evan.
Why is it a problem?
Because if I was in,
I have a general.
You just gave me the.
They don't have to explain to me and clearly haven't and didn't explain to me everything they're thinking behind the scenes in corporate.
That's
not how it works.
But you get explained
everything in Entercom.
No,
is David Field and
no,
Mark Cannon.
In any situation, if I was put in your situation with the timeline that you're talking about, this go back to September when the app was launched. Okay, you're going a different direction, but they told you, according to what you just said, keep doing what you're doing. We're changing this, but keep doing what you're doing. You have a meeting in December. Say, hey, we plan on bringing you back. Okay, there's no specifics, nothing there. You go on vacation, you come back, all of a sudden, now you don't have a job. I would want some explanation or at least try to figure out what happened here.
I think I have the general information I need. They clearly felt that the person they're bringing in
Jorge Alfaro.
I don't think that's his name. I think it's a baseball player.
Yeah, I know. But maybe he's going to do both.
They want to try a different combination, a different method of covering the team. I mean, that's pretty clearly been projected.
Which is what they did 2 years ago, by the way.
Right. And they felt that method didn't work. So now they're onto a different method.
Here's my problem.
So they're
going to
keep trying.
The
they're experimenting.
Listen,
good for them.
I'm happy to have you as make the natural progression to be the Bradfo Show podcast family.
It's everything I've always worked for.
But it's the same thing.
Maybe someday we could do a radio show together.
Maybe. Cross my fingers. Radio for you full time now, huh?
Did you give me a contract?
Oh, my. Slide it across the table now.
Okay, all right.
It's the same thing.
Look at how many zeros.
It's the same problem
thing
I had with the Sean situation. And you're right. We can't sit here and say this is definitively what they're thinking. Mm-hmm. We can only guess. We can only piece it together. But not to say to you, hey, we're altering this, we're changing this, we're tweaking this, and you have to evolve a little bit, give it a whirl, Evan. And maybe they just don't want to commit to a contract. Please get out of your coat.
I'm trying to find my water bottle.
Okay.
I'm listening.
So was there an element of that?
If they had said, look, if they had said to me, we need you to do this, I probably would have done it, but it probably would have meant, they expressed an appreciation for my strength and what I had stated to them. I did say in December that, you know, like, to me, reporting when it comes to writing is still what I want to do most, right? Like, I don't think ultimately, and they probably realized that I'd be happy. And again, you're just asking me to speculate, but like, they probably, I don't think they wanted to pay me what I was getting to
couldn't you do both?
To do what?
Do both. We do both?
Yeah, I guess so. But maybe then they couldn't have brought on the new talent that they're bringing in. You know, I just don't know how these puzzle pieces all fit together.
Did you ever feel?
And I don't think I'm going to. I don't really care. I have the macro.
Did you ever feel like you dug in too much in terms of I only want to do this?
No. The only time I ever got a little unhappy was
when they cut travel.
No, because that can be good for work life balance sometimes. I mean, there was some travel. I guess
you get to go to Cuba.
Well, that was not for work. I did go to a baseball game in Cuba. I covered the team the way I wanted to cover the team. And
they never pushed back on that.
No, I don't think so. I mean, there was discussion of. I don't think that the message was ultimately. I think they feel that that the kind of traditional quote unquote coverage of the team is not something they want to see if they can do it without that. Basically,
what's traditional coverage of the team?
Having somebody out there all the time who's, you know, kind of it seems now like they're going to divide it up, that the writing's going to be handled by somebody different, like the news writing will be handled by somebody different, and you know, the TV side will be handled by somebody different rather than having that combined, and that'll free up that TV person to do things besides baseball. But do the second half of the podcast with Kevin Miller. I can't.
Don't get defensive.
No, I just don't want to be in, you know.
This is all from your perspective, Evan. I'm not asking you to. This is all from your perspective.
All right, so I've given you my perspective.
Okay, so from your perspective, we talk about how this game is covered. And believe me, this is something you know. We, as writers, we sit around and we gossip and we talk about, you know, how the Athletic's doing things, how Boston Sports Journal's doing things, how MassLive.com, how Nesson.com, how the Herald, the Globe, how everybody is doing things. And what's interesting, I listed off all those organizations. Almost everyone is doing it differently, right? Am I wrong about that? Almost everybody is doing it differently.
Nesson is purely aggregation, basically.
They don't basically have anyone covering a team.
Right.
For the
Mass Live is a combination of both. NBC Sports Boston is something now of a combination of both. It looks like it's leaning more heavily aggregation. It looks like. I don't know. EEI is a combination of both. The Globe and the Herald aren't quite as much on the aggregation, right? They're still kind of original content. The Athletic is no aggregation. So I don't think there's this. I think you kind of have the groups that are aggregating heavily, and then those who aren't.
So you go down to when people go down to spring training, and they have, like yesterday, I think Matt Barnes talked, Rick Porcello talked, Alex Cora talked,
mm-hmm.
and the whole thing is they talked, and you got to write like. And before it was you got to hit on everything they said. Like, that's the feeling, right?
Before, meaning like years ago?
No. I'm talking about like when you're covering the team for a newspaper. You and I both worked at the Herald. You worked at the Houston Chronicle.
Yeah, but that was only if I was doing notes. I mean, if I, like, at NBC Sports Boston and at the Herald, I was more doing pick a story, write a column, give an analysis, whatever, as opposed to like make sure you get every little, because I think the appetite for the little tidbits
is
disappearing.
And this is, I would imagine, where NBC Sports Boston is coming from, and I don't necessarily agree with it, but you wanted to pick something. You wanted to go into a day in a game and pick one or maybe two things, right? And
as opposed to rapid-fire posting? Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but you have to make sure that you hit on those things. Look, it's Mike Mananski coming in the podcast studio. But you have to make sure, if you're going to do those things for the goals that they want, you better make sure you hit on those in terms of page views, right? That's their problem. And the CBA talk didn't necessarily always hit on that.
I know the angle you're going here for, basically, which is
you're
saying
that it's a conversation.
No. Basically, you're trying to say that if I had – taken a different approach. And I didn't write. You're acting like every story I wrote was about the CBA. It was far from the truth. I would write a column after every game. I mean, I had a couple stories that I intensely reported. Some of those quote unquote industry pieces like actually had payoff.
You could forget the David Stern's podcast.
There's a long game here, and maybe you don't always appreciate it. But when I have an agent of a player say, who I hadn't talked to before, say, "Hey, I read that. That was great. You know, call me anytime."
Where did the long game
that
get
happened
you, Evan?
More than once.
Evan, what? You're sitting here in a flannel shirt.
You know what? But in terms
800 pounds overweight without a job. Where did the long game
so
get
you? So good to me, Mutt. Put a mic on for Mutt.
I'm going to take Evan's mic. I want to say something I wanted to say on the show today and never said.
Well, why did you hold back?
Because I'm an idiot and there's a bunch of other stuff going on and some psycho called in about Giselle being a witch. Okay, so I got caught up in a bunch of other stuff. The thing Evan did amongst his boring CBA stories that you guys are talking about, I walked into the perfect time. He did occasionally break news, right?
Yes.
I think what separates these websites now and guys like Schefter and whoever, who's Rosenthal, is the breaking news part of it. I can get the other stuff anywhere. And so as a reader, as a viewer, what my opinion now is like, so NBC Sports doesn't care about breaking news. They'd rather just take Bradford's news or take somebody else's Red Sox news and re-aggregate it. Like, what's the point then? Isn't the point breaking news?
I'm going to answer your question.
Did you guys already talk about that? I'm sorry.
No, we have not. It's a good conversation because we had just morphed into the whole industry thing. And I agree with you. If we're talking about getting page views, that's what some of the higher-ups don't understand, that those the original stuff, that's the biggest page views. Those are the biggest page views. Not usually the aggregation. It's the original stuff. But the problem is—
Breaking news.
Right. The problem is that they've— Breaking news has been devalued more than ever because you can't
Why?
Do it.
It's what I, as because a, as you a, can't, as a radio host, that's what I look for.
I understand
every
that.
Single day.
I understand that, but for perception, I'm just telling you how they're viewing it. For perception, sure. Breaking news now more than ever is for perception of a company, and unfortunately, as Evan has found out, the priority isn't perception of the company because right now NBC Sports Boston can't be perceived. As this is a place where I'm going to go get Red Sox.
A news-making Red Sox outlet. They've
right.
now taken themselves
they
out of the conversation.
They are prioritizing getting page views instead of perception, instead of what you're talking
See,
about.
See, and I think whether, and Rob, this is not a shot at you, it's a shot at the entire, I don't think there is a, there's not a guy on the Red Sox beat that breaks the news right now. There's some, there that spot is available, man.
Other than me.
Again, it's not, besides you, Rob, besides your breaking news on Dustin Pedroia and Joe Kelly, all the Joe Kelly work for a 3 a.m. tweet that Joe Kelly's going somewhere else and Rob's phone was off. There is a that is a position that's unfilled right now on the Red Sox beat. Even the Patriots beat, I'd say the guy who breaks the most news.
That's not true.
Is Jim McBride. He gets more stories than anybody.
What?
Jim McBride gets more original Patriots breaking news stories. He broke the Schiano story. He broke the injury story during the year. Who's the Red Sox newsmaker right now?
Me.
Rob, you're not. I love you. You're not.
What are you talking about, Mutt? You want me to go down the laundry list?
Yeah,
and there's
sure.
other people as well.
You're not, though. And it's not a shot at you.
No,
just nobody
other people,
is.
There's other people.
Ken Rosenthal is. Buster Olney
is. Well, that's how Adam Schefter is. I mean, this is the world that we live in right now. Like, this is becoming, and Evan will probably agree with this, the world of breaking news has become more and more one or two guys in the national media guy. Right? Correct, Evan? Am I right?
I think Red Sox beat you, me, Alex Speer. I mean, those are the three that come to, you know, Silvermail have some good scoops sometimes.
Yep.
I don't think there's a power. I mean, I seem to get certain things. You seem to get certain things, certain agents,
brothers.
What?
So anyway.
Is there a pair of brothers you're close with on the Red Sox agent beat? That was my only two cents. I thought Evan did a great job today of straddling a line between explaining why Evan was.
I had Xander Bogaerts extension talk.
After the wrong one.
I never actually reported one.
Talking to them. You can do more radio, talking to the mic.
I'm not a radio guy.
Well, he's going to be.
He's going to be, right?
Yes. He's going to talk to the boss after this,
I think. Oh, really? Oh,
he's not in there. I just want to pop my head in to give my 2 cents of more Drellick is an okay thing. I'm green lighting this if it happens.
Oh, for your show?
If he wants to be around more, yeah. Again, I think he's a 2-hour guy. But I think if he's got nothing to do, then come on in and we can figure something out.
Is there anything I do to make this 2-hour perception?
Would you pay him?
Me personally?
I mean, what do you say?
Cumberland Farms gifties, yes. I love coffee. Cumberland Farms, we love Cumberland Farms. So, yeah, if you want free coffee, I'll bring a coffee every time you're in, sure.
There you go.
I can't pay you, though.
All right.
Okay, get back to
that. Thank you, Miles.
Pre- and post-game, Red Sox. This intrigues me.
There you go. So, okay, so going back to it, Mutt was on to something. He was, as always, he was a little off, but he was on to something because this is the reality of it. Evan, you do a good job of breaking news, but the problem is, do you disagree with what I said? Which is, the problem is that it's more devalued.
Breaking news
than
is
ever.
Devalued because instantly everything gets aggregated. Then it does become the long game of, oh, that person is there. This is the guy at that place. I want to go read what they have to say. Right? That was kind of supposed to be, yeah, that's your position. That was my position. That's the position I'd like to be in. I'd like it to be that people want to hear my analysis take.
You would love to work at The Athletic. You would love to work at that sort of dynamic where that, because that's what you're explaining is exactly.
Well,
what you
do. But that's okay. I wrote a lot of columns, right? I kind of liked column writing. I sometimes, you know, doing it every day just kind of for the sake
don't
of having
they write
a column.
Columns, sort of.
Yeah, I'm sure it's kind of malleable. Look, I can't speak for The Athletic.
I mean, yes.
That would be a place where you can kind of focus on a bigger story. But I believe ESPN is taking that approach, at least for now. And I'm sure WEI.com, where I expect to work soon. Right, Rob?
You can hire, sure. Hire well, him? I mean, it's the gateway.
Don't you need another Red Sox writer?
Why?
You are the flagship radio station.
We have two.
Who's the second?
Tomasi.
Yeah, use him wrong, but that's okay.
We do? How do we use him wrong?
You should never have him aggregating.
You don't understand, Evan. This is honestly.
I'm a purist.
No, this is the problem, and I'm going to be completely honest
yes,
with you. When
you clicks
go,
matter.
No,
I get
no,
it,
no,
Rob.
No. When you go into, I'm going to be very real with you in terms
level
of
with me, baby.
NBC Sports Boston, how they're thinking, because I know I come from a different perspectives. Is that you say we're using Tomasi wrong? Dislike us. NBC Sports Boston only has so many people.
That's right.
Right? And so with that many people, as you said, you mentioned
yes, you need people to do both
hiring,
and different things.
Hiring the guy, allocating the money.
But now you're portraying, I get it, but you're now portraying it as though I kind of refused, which
no,
is not
I,
the case.
I said, I that's the biggest problem I have.
And it was something I said when I, in December, it was something, not in December, in the most recent meeting, but something I said was, I mentioned in some form or another, when I was at masslive.com, do you remember other writers getting annoyed because I would listen to Farrell on the radio when I was one of the first?
I
was doing the search engine optimization headlines in MassLive. I was the first MassLive beat writer, and look what MassLive has become.
You're an innovator, yes.
I've done it that way, and I'm capable of doing it that way, and I'm capable of doing multi-hit headlines. It's totally in my repertoire, my tool belt. It's not like I've taken this staunch refusal to do it.
That's
just not the case.
But that's my problem, is that when they make that decision, I do have a problem with it. You don't have to say anything because you're trying to get your severance or whatever, but I do have a problem with the timeline of this. If they're saying in December that...
But again, are they going to ask me... Okay, so they could sit there and go... To do that kind of work more primarily, they probably did not want to pay me at the level I was at. I'm just guessing. But it's just basic math at a certain point. We can have someone do that kind of stuff, you know, someone without
sources. Well, I don't think Jorge Alfaro is going to be aggregating all the time.
No, but so he's a TV person that they intend to use. If anything of this, it would have been, well, you know, could I have done other things TV-wise with them? Could I have done more studio stuff? And that never really, you know, we talked about it, I remember, a year ago, but it never really kind of materialized. So, look, they it's fine. It's not... what's the way to put this? I don't. You seem to have more of a confusion over it than I do.
Well, I don't have a confusion over it. I think I have a pretty good handle on it. I honestly do.
If I have an opportunity,
because like I understand like how the you one thing that you haven't mentioned you probably won't mention, which is that there was a difference in the decision making process from the top at your place.
What do you mean
digitally?
What do you mean?
There was someone who came in from corporate who oversaw digital, right? A different person.
Honestly, Rob, I don't know that.
Okay. So
you might know more than me on that one.
So
do you want to explain that? Because I don't know.
Well, but from what I'm told,
this is what I'm trying to say. Like, I don't really know the force. Like, I was, you know, I'm barely in the office. I don't kind of know the behind the scenes lever pulling. I really don't.
Where do you think the industry's going? Like, where do you? So we look at hires and this, and you know, people who are getting hired and their skill sets and their ages, and you know, where do you think that things are going?
I think there are outlets that are more interested in a short game, and there are outlets that are more interested in a long game.
What outlets are more interested in a long game?
I mean, clearly The Athletic, right?
Well, until, you know, you get 2 years in, and then they, I mean, they're...
Okay, but that's a long game. That's a longer view than, you know, we gotta...
That's fair.
Clickety-click-click-click every day. I mean, it's that simple.
Well, no, I mean, Evan, they're not judging themselves on clicks. They're judging themselves on something else.
No, well, they look. I'm sure
that's a short. But
you know,
listen,
we look at all the information. Right, we take the scouting reports and we take the data and we combine. By the way, if I ever hear that phrase, I'm so sick of that phrase. It's the most overused phrase. Well, we think both are important. We combine both. How do you combine both?
That's why you're fired, because everyone loved that phrase.
It's too simplistic. How do you combine them?
I
like exploring things. What makes me happy,
Rob,
is exploring.
But you said it.
Well, let's explore together, shall we?
Sure. We'll explore how this podcast does together. But you just said The Athletic's looking at the long game.
Pinky in the brain.
It's not. They are not.
No, I mean, this podcast is pinky in the middle.
Sure, I don't even know what that is. So, but they,
they might think that in the long term, they're trying a different plan.
Oh, I know they're trying a different plan, but they're just judging them. They're judging themselves on day to day stuff as well. They're
Who,
judging them,
The Athletic.
Yeah.
Again,
on subscribers, right?
You need to do a podcast roundtable with Sean Leahy. Is the editor of The Athletic?
I did one with Tim Britton when he was hired.
You need to You need to get the people who actually have a sense of this. You need Sean Leahy, you need Kevin Miller, and who else? Get Matt Pepin.
Do you think this was Kevin Miller's choice?
I already said to you like five times in this thing that I don't know. So if you're looking for a juicy nugget, bud, you're not gonna. That's the classic Bradfoe play. Do the interview for a bit, then maybe backdoor his way into question he really wants at the end of the interview.
Oh, that is. I didn't realize that
that's
was my
the way
thing.
Bradfoe does it. Yeah, it's a classic Kimbrell interview.
Oh, really?
Like 20 minutes just to get to. Well, so how do you feel about pitching the ninth inning?
The Twin Peaks podcast.
Yeah, I can't wait. Well, who's the sucker this year? Marcello and Brian Johnson.
If you fly down, you can be on it.
Me down.
I'm saying if you fly down, you can be on it with me.
Wow, what a privilege.
Yeah.
Thank you, Rob.
You can't stay with us, but you can be on the Twin Peaks podcast.
The gigantic house that you have that...
Who knows? I haven't even been there.
Is it the same house as last year?
No, it's not.
Is that beautiful big house?
No, it wasn't
that cost the company way too much money?
Wasn't the $100,000 house, evidently.
I didn't misappropriate funds this way, but that's okay. Yes. That's okay. Whatever.
Yeah, maybe they thought they were doing that with you. That's why we're sitting here.
Clearly they did.
So it's all chase the money. That's the moral of the story.
I guess. I think I'm at an age where I can kind of chase a little bit of idealism. I'm at an age and a point in my career where the fit might be better for me elsewhere long run.
We had this conversation when you were thinking of moving on from Houston to Comcast at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And
no, the Herald.
Oh, I'm sorry, the Herald. So the money.
I vividly remember being in a parking garage at the airport in Orlando, mm-hmm. where I had to go back to fetch my iPad that I left on a flight and talking to you about the Herald.
I can't believe I get a chance to talk to Rob Bradford about career.
Yeah, it was a big deal. He said I should try to get some Comcast money.
He did.
And yeah, I remember.
I was right.
That was your advice.
I said, you go to the Herald, the benefit of the Herald.
So should I have stayed in Houston?
No. No. I don't think so. I mean, hindsight, I don't know if you know this, hindsight's 2020, Evan, but the conversation.
No, I roll the dice. I'm a roll the dice guy.
Well, you took a pay cut. You took a pay cut at the Herald, right?
Huge pay. From Houston to Boston?
Yeah.
From the Chronicle to the Herald, yes.
But it paid off.
Yeah.
Because you got more money from.
Yes.
From how much did you make?
I mean, please. What's wrong with you? How much did you make?
I'm the interviewer here. I'm the host of the show. My name's on the show.
You know, we're both professional interviewers to some degree. Some of us are better than others, but that's okay.
What are you talking about?
I mean, I do interviews as well.
Is it your podcast?
No. You're, should I start one?
You're my sidekick.
I thought that was Nick Fryer.
He's a sidekick.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So
one of your little men.
You would take less money to go somewhere.
What do you mean?
I'll give you an example.
Excuse me. How much? What does that mean?
I want to know.
Where the hell does that come from? What are you talking about?
I want to know the lowest amount of money that you would take to start working again.
I think it depends where and what, man.
If the Boston Herald had an opening,
mm-hmm.
you know what they pay. This is one of the challenges the Boston Herald's facing right now, is that, you know.
I think there'd be an appeal for me to be in Boston or potentially New York. So I think that might. I think those two places would probably be priority. So money, you know, if I were to go, let's say there's a job in the middle of the country, it would presumably take more money to get me to the middle of the country than it would. Costly. I don't know, man. Let me field some job offers or apply for some things. Hope to field some job offers. Reach out to me, people, and figure it out from there. I don't know. This all is right. an interesting time. I get to sort out all these life priorities, right?
You have a month before the well runs dry.
That sounds right.
I mean, other than the money I'm paying you to be on this podcast.
That's right.
Well, all right, Evan. Well, I look forward. If I have any job, I would be first to hire you. I know how much I think of you, Evan, how much I value you.
Yes.
I hope that we're on the radio together many, many times.
Doesn't sound like it, huh?
Why? What happened? I don't know.
It doesn't sound...
Really?
I don't know. I'll ask Joe Zarbano right now.
Okay. Go ask him. See what he's thinking.
Okay.
Maybe it's just going to be the Evan Drellick show.
I thought Drellick, Bradford, and Villani had a good thing going.
Yeah, it was good.
We have our loyal listeners.
Yeah. I think people ask about it. That's one of the first things they ask when they get the news.
People are talking,
People are talking.
What was our likability? If only we have likability, that's what matters.
Absolutely.
Right? With us in the
Red
Sox.
Very important we define likability.
Gotta have likability.
Okay, Evan, anything else? Congratulations on getting through the whole podcast.
Well, you had two microphones this time.
I know.
You acted like a professional podcaster. You have a recording studio.
I've come a long way. This one bumped. I was going to post another one, the Mitch Moreland, Steve Pierce podcast. This one bumped it to later in the week.
The Mitch Moreland, Steve Pierce podcast. Was that part of your flagship radio access at Winter Weekend?
Sure was.
Must be nice.
Sure was.
Must be nice.
Be careful. Otherwise, I won't have you part of my family. All right, Evan. Thank you for coming aboard. Go have your meeting with Joe Zarbano. Good luck.
Thanks, Rob.
Yep.
And thanks for everything. Thanks for all the great advice.
You look great. I'm here for you anytime.
Thank you, Rob.
All right. Bye.